Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Yes, thank you for joining us for the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. I am Miss Shannon here with the mother of the mother-daughter team from ClearStep Financial. Carla, hello. Welcome to the show again.
Hello, and spring is right around the corner. We all feel it in our bones.
No,
don't
I say
we?
Today. It's here today.
It's today.
I have been rearranging the snow around my yard because you want to encourage it to go about its business.
Melt.
And so, yes, exactly. And so I think that that's a very akin to what we are doing with a lot of our, you know, our mental goals with our finances. We're like, how do we move things around and get everything set up so that it can bloom appropriately and get everything to sprout? So we're going to help with people with that today.
We do. And we have different seasons in our, you know, in the world, right?
Yes.
And we have different seasons, especially Minnesota has different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely know our seasons, but we also have different seasons in life.
Right.
And that's a little bit what we're going to talk about today. And these are basically Carla's opinions.
Yes.
We all have opinions, right?
Well, I like it, but we're going to call them Carla's secret recipe.
Secret recipe.
So we're letting
better.
Everybody in on a secret. You know, if you were sitting there, if you're like, hey, you can sit there and go, oh, I know something that other people don't know. And then you can decide what you do with that knowledge. If you want to share it with your friends, that's fine. If for just a few minutes you want to keep it to yourself and feel a little superior, we're not going to get mad at you. That's okay for a little while. So that'll help. We also want to remind everybody that we appreciate you listening to the show and securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Investment, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. So at ClearStep, one of the things that I always remind people when they're going, okay, I don't need a financial advisor, and why that actually is something where you're doing yourself a disservice by not speaking to an expert. Like, it really does, like, even in the few years that I have been working with you and Cassandra, it really did help educate me on the foundations of what I'm doing and allow me to have those moments of, oh, wow, look at this momentum that you're having. Looking at the, you know, giving yourself those recurring moments to go, hey, good job, me. And I don't think in general we do that enough with ourselves. Like, some people are probably really great at it, but we're usually, and we've talked about this before from an educational standpoint, because you come from an educational background and Cassandra comes from a psychology background, where we spend a lot of time telling ourselves how bad we are at things and how everything we do is wrong and not giving ourselves enough credit for the things that we do that are right. Exactly.
We do a lot of things that are right in our life, but we do beat ourselves up, don't we? And but really in life, we've got to make the best decisions at that moment that we are capable of making. And, you know, all of us could probably look back at our lives and say, I should have, would have, could have.
Exactly.
With this, that, especially in the financial world, I should have started earlier. I should have done this. I should have done that. But we, you know, if we don't have contrast, I always call it contrast. If we don't have contrast in our lives, we're not learning and we're not growing. And if we did everything right, we would not be growing and learning in life. So that's so important to not necessarily have that perfect scenario in the financial world in our life in general. Right. Because we do need to grow and learn by the things that we've done or haven't done in the past.
And sometimes the way I look at the advice that I've received from you and the team over at ClearStep Financial is, well, maybe I can't do it today, but going over it and knowing that that's what I'm working towards, it's like, okay, well, maybe by next Tuesday or a month from now, or even like 6 months from now when I'm in this position, then I know, oh, well, I'm working towards being able to, okay, anytime I get paid, take 20% off and put it over here or do the, just being able to set those milestones for myself makes it easier, because you don't go, oh, you have to start doing this immediately if it doesn't make any sense for you. It's, well, now here's what you're working towards and how you can help get to this goal.
And we offer on our website, we offer a financial basics webinar. You can log in. And the neat thing about that is we have one of our advisors, Adam Hub, here in the Minnesota area, that gave that webinar just about a month ago. And it's what it does is it gives you the key aspects to being financially set in your life, wherever you're at, if you're close to retirement, if you're on your way to investing, but it just gives you those very strong basics. So if you are interested, go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com, and you'll see it there. It'll be pulled up on the webinars. You can just click on it and listen to it. Listen to it with friends, family members, right. Kids. They're great concepts to discuss and talk about.
Right. And that's also a great way for you to, if you go to the website and you're already there, just set up that complimentary consultation where it's always nice to go, well, here's the questions we're going to ask you so we can get all of our things together and just take a moment to look at it. Because we move so fast. Sometimes, you know, I look back and I'm like, wow, that was 6 months ago that I said I was going to do X. So just getting it on the calendar is a good way to go, okay, I'm going to be able to, with nothing else, get this thing done, move down to this other path. And then all the other things that come up in life, we can handle those as they arise.
Right. And you know what? And we offer complimentary consultations, right? So you can go on our website and just say you are listen to my talk, mm-hmm. and we'll set up a either in-person or virtual time with you that we can talk and just share some ideas and strategies. You know, we have coaches, we have tax professionals, right. we have people that help us with our mortgages, our real estate, that type of thing. So in the world of finance, we've got so much out there that's uncertain. We have questions in our lives and what's going on, you know, in the world and politics. So we really want to help people to be able to feel good and secure in their financial world, because that's one of the basic necessities of life is right. our finances. We need the money to pay for food. And, well, food is almost doubling now,
exactly.
right? Gas. Right. Gas has done the same while we have this inflation. So how do we make it work? How do mm-hmm. we make it all work? How do we get to reach our financial goals, too?
Right. And speaking of goals, you do have your next educational webinar coming up this Tuesday. So Tuesday, mm-hmm. March 22nd, you're going to be discussing Medicare and long-term care. So you can go to the website, again, clearstepfinancial.com, to go ahead and sign up for that one. And, you know, as we were talking about that financial basics webinar, that's a lot of what we're going to cover today. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, and I like this analogy that you sent.
Yes,
you know, and just the recipe to it, where, mm-hmm. yes, you can figure this all out on your own, mm-hmm. but sometimes there's something that you've already seen or you've tasted and you went, hey, I liked that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll start with that. Mm-hmm. And then after you get the basics of that recipe down, then you can always just add in your own little zhuzh and your own little spices and flavors.
Isn't that what we do with our right. grandmothers, our great aunt, my great aunt Molly? I look at the recipes I got from her, right,
yes.
as a young girl. And but I have adapted them.
Right.
I heard about this person putting this in it, like potato salad, right?
Yeah.
So I heard this one German lady say, oh, well, we add pickles to that potato salad. Mm-hmm. So I started adding pickles to it, and it
right.
just enhanced it that much more. So we do that in life, too.
Right.
Things change, and our recipes of success in our retirement plans are very similar. We add things, we delete things. This doesn't make sense today.
Right.
And that's what we're going to go through.
Right.
Today.
And it is nice to go, well, because there are so many things on this journey. You're like, where do I even start? And so this gives you a good starting point where you can go, well, if you get this down, then you can go, all right, well, what else am I going to do with it? And mm-hmm. just, if nothing else, starting with that initial, the mindset of, I'm going to cook something. And come up with a
product.
What's
my recipe?
Exactly.
What do I want?
Right.
I don't like that, but I like this.
Yes. You know, take the onions out. That's fine.
That's
no
right.
onions. We can do that. We can do that. So when we are making that recipe, how do you reset the conversation of, I have to's that are involved, or this has to be involved? How do we get that mindset to be more flexible for us?
Yeah. And you know what? I this is my journey in life that I've always gone back to. How does it feel in my gut?
Yes.
You know, we our head has knowledge, logic, and sometimes we have to use that logic. Sometimes mm-hmm. that's the best way to deal with things. But then when I make those real tough decisions, I go to my heart. I go to my, how does it feel? Does that feel good? And I think that's where the answers are a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learn things through our head, but we make those hard decisions through our gut.
Right.
As long as we're connected. And I think that's key. So, we'll talk a little bit about, again, Carla's secrets of retirement here.
So
the recipe for retirement.
Right. And so mostly, are we going to cover today once we are already in retirement, or are we going to get you
know what?
To that goal?
This is both.
Okay.
So these are concepts and skills for people working toward. It could be 20, 30, 40 years. It could be 5 years before retirement. And once you're in retirement, a lot of these concepts do fall into when you're in retirement, too, because we work with people on a daily basis, helping them get to retirement. But they might be in retirement, and we've got to help them to get through because people are living longer. If you are husband and wife and you're both 65, one of you has a very good chance of living in your 90s.
Right.
And or if you're single and you have longevity. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and the whole family has longevity. There's a good chance you're going to be around for a long time. So I always plan on making sure money lasts. Because we don't know what our date of death is.
Right.
So if we're in retirement, have that money last to age 100.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Right? So we want money to be there. We don't want people to have the fear of that money is going to be gone. And you know what? Retirement could be, I'm helping some people right now, it could be in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in their 50s. You know, when you have enough, large enough pot of money, or maybe you have money coming in from income or other sources, that could be retirement. It doesn't have to be an age.
Right. Well, when we return, we're going to go through Carla's secret recipe to retirement. We can also take your calls. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friends from ClearStep Financial here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Carla Zevnik-Sizer, the president of ClearStep Financial. You can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. Today, Carla is helping us cover her secret recipe for retirement. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned before we went to break and something that you and I were talking about in the midst of the break is basically, we are looking for ways to maintain not only our physical health, but also our mental health as we move into retirement, wherever you are in that journey. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these tips that you have today will help you do that, like being honest with yourself about you might be here a while and what can we do to try and help you enjoy the time that you do have on this rock we call Earth.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, retirement is a mental shift. I always tell people, you got to shift mentally first.
Yes.
No matter what age you are and you're looking at retirement, it's like you're on the top of a tall building.
Right.
And it feels like you're jumping without a parachute. But if you have a financial advisor, someone with you to guide and direct you, you do have a parachute and you do land safely and you do, for the most part, enjoy it. You know, as you help people with retirement, you realize money does help. We need money as a basic necessity in life, but it doesn't ensure our happiness.
Right.
Money does not understand that. It does give us basic needs, though, food, shelter, water, that type of thing, right? And so, but we have to understand that it doesn't equal happiness. Happiness comes from the inside. It's our daily decisions to be connected with people. We were just talking about that, right? Connectivity, making sure you feel relevant with, you know, maybe having that, you know, in business, I always, my day before I had to, before I go to bed at night.
Yes.
I always plan my day. Mm-hmm. Well, in retirement, that might be something to continue, right? To stay connected, stay relevant, stay busy, stay, do what you want to do, though. You can shift a little bit. You don't have to go to work, but it's that mental shift. And we really do have to have that mindset of just that I'm going to, these are the things I'm going to do.
Right.
And it's important to consciously do that.
Right.
And make those decisions.
And Carla, we did mention that, you know, money is part of this whole scenario. So I want to go to the phones right now. Chris, we appreciate your patience. If you want to be part of the show, you can always call us at 651-641-1071. And I believe, Chris, you have a question for Carla regarding a savings account.
Yeah. What's the easiest way to give you the info that is helpful?
Ah, okay. Let's see. Where should we start?
Chris, well, just you can go ahead and ask the question. Do you have money in savings right now that you're looking at doing something with?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'll make it as concise as possible. I'm turning 59 next month.
Okay.
I have a financial advisor with, I mean, I've known him a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A it was more an insurance relationship before property casualty, but he also does, you know, some of the agents are willing and get licensed and do all the Series 6 stuff, and he's really good at it. I trust him. But so I had a severance that went into an IRA. I've had several jobs, you know, I'm one of these people. I've had 401ks and a few employers. Bottom line, everything I have has, and I got some from my mom, a bunch of weird places.
Yeah.
They're all in one place right now, and he's managing that, and that's cool. But part of the review this year, which kind of just took me off guard, was went through a divorce, sold a house, and my half of the equity in a home we owned for 23 years is sitting in my savings account.
Okay.
So he's like, what's going on with that money? And I'm like, you know, that's cool. I mean, I have no secrets, but I'm like, yeah, it's dumb. It's just sitting there. I thought I was going to buy, and I won't even talk about the housing market. I'm renting at this point, which is horrible. But I'm, why would I sit on a bunch of money because I want to have it accessible in case I need it for a down payment? But his idea was, which I have to get ahead of myself to think, I am getting older, 59 and a half. That's not just my mom taking money out of your IRA. That's going to be me.
Right. We shift mentally, don't we?
Exactly.
Not yet. I haven't.
Chris, I feel you. No, Chris, I applaud you. And I understand because I have a friend that's a little closer to your age. And she's like, I don't think I'm ready for the shift yet. So I get, I understand what your trepidation. But I also appreciate you calling because you are owning that. And so you can, you can discuss the part of it that you're comfortable with. And then as you get to make these decisions, and calling Carla is a great way to start, because then you won't feel like these things are being done to you.
Well,
you are actively involved with
it. And it shocked me. He's like, okay, let's, you should take, he's talking about opening, and that's not, you know, CDs aren't a thing anymore. He must be an annuity. He's talking about taking the money from my savings and locking that away because I can start accessing, you know what I mean, the IRA money at 59 and a half. If I need a couple thousand, it comes out of there because I'm going to have to start withdrawing anyway, right?
So let me...
I don't... Help me out.
Yep, let me respond to that, Chris. Okay, so just based on what I know, again, this is with the limited knowledge you and I have talked, that when you have a situation like a divorce or inheritance, or, you know, you're actually your divorce, you sold or you got bought out of a house, so to speak, the equity in the home. So now you have this money sitting there. After you have a major event, life event like that, and sometimes it's the death of a parent and they get money, I usually always try to keep that money liquid. Because, like you said, you may want to buy something. You may want to buy a house. It may not be right away. A lot of times you don't want to make those decisions on that right away. You want to let time go by and figure out your life a little bit. So that's usually always my gut response is that.
It's been 2 years, though.
Oh, it's been 2 years.
Okay.
Well, but you still, you even said it yourself. You still could buy a property. So. And you're close to retirement, so my first response would be maybe to put it in a conservative type of a mutual fund portfolio to keep it liquid. But yet at the same time, if you needed it for retirement, it's available. I probably wouldn't. I like annuities, but it doesn't make sense for me right now to tie it up in an annuity because then it's tied up and you can take an income stream.
Right.
For this pot of money, it doesn't make sense to me. I would probably keep it liquid and put it in a conservative portfolio. I like portfolios, though, that can maneuver through the markets. That's part of our talk today. One of the secret recipes is to have portfolios that have the ability to go in the market, but also can preserve and go out of the market and into a preservation mode, because we have a lot of volatility in our world today. So that would be... So I think your gut is probably telling you the right thing. I would probably keep it liquid. If you want to invest it, that's a decision. You can sit down with us or you can sit down with him and talk about that.
I am so confused. Yeah, I don't know. Because who determines? It's like I do have a tax person. So who determines at 59 and a half how much you have to start taking out of that existing.
You don't at 59 and a half. If you're working, you don't have to take money out of an IRA. Well, this money you never have to take out of because it's liquid. It's not IRA. It's non-qualified. So this money you could let sit for the rest of your life and never draw from it.
Right.
It's the.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the other stuff from my past that I already have in a money market. You know what I mean? I've got a guy managing all my other assets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like your IRAs and things like that. Yep. So those you don't have to take until 72. Then you have to take your required minimum distributions. But if you
72.
Want
72.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But if you want to so if you're working, you may not need to take it. When you stop working, maybe you want to work part-time and you don't want to take it yet, but maybe when you retire full-time, you want to start drawing a percent from that from those accounts.
I need to talk to you guys.
Okay. Well, we have your information, and we'll make sure that Carla follows up.
Good to talk to you, Chris.
Thank you so much for helping, letting us help you untangle that. So if you want to be part of the show, you can call us after the break at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available on MyTalk1071.com as a podcast. Just use the keyword health and wealth. We'll be happy for you to listen to this one and previous episodes, and we appreciate our callers like Chris who talked to us just before he went to the break. And the thing I thought was most fascinating about her call is that it goes back into a lot of what you say, Carla, where if it doesn't feel right or you have questions, it is great to call and get another opinion, talk to somebody else, because if it doesn't feel right and you're not comfortable with it, that's not the goal. The goal is for you to go, all right, I am making the best decision for me with the information I'm being provided. So if you're not getting enough information, ask somebody else. And have somebody sit down with you. That's great.
Well, that's true. And part of the decision-making process is too, though, sometimes we have misconceptions from something we heard 5-10 years ago, right? That's not good either. Mm-hmm. Because then we come to the financial decisions and we thought, oh, I don't like that because that's what I heard. That may or may not be accurate.
Right.
So we've got to be, when we make decisions in our finances, gather the information, get all the information, be open-minded about ideas and thoughts, and then trust someone that you trust that they can make that recommendation to you, and then go with that. Like I said, you got that gut that'll tell a person whether it's the way to go or not.
Right. We acknowledge everybody's a little bit different, you know, and these are the foundations and here's what we can do. And then here's the suite of things that can get you to your final destination.
Right. Right. And beyond.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Right.
So retirement, I always say it's not a final. Right, death is probably the only final destination.
Right, exactly.
But we have to get people through that all. And there's no exact recipe for that. But these are some of the key elements that are important to decide. Like, you know, I always say passing on our wisdom to our family members is actually more important than passing on money in some respects.
Right.
Again, I respect money and I'm in the world of money and we need it to live. But don't discount other aspects of life that are important as well.
Right. You know, one of the things that you talk often with me and your other clients about is like how risk adverse, risk avoidant, like where do you fall on that spectrum of how risky are you willing to be with your investments and your plans? And I thought it was interesting because it seems that, you know, you need to be able to be diverse in the way that you keep track of your funds. But is it that we are getting more risk tolerant? Are we more risky with our decisions than we used to be?
Well, sometimes, and again, this depends on where people are at in their life with how soon they want to achieve a financial goal. If you're putting money into an account, like dollar cost averaging, I'm going to give you one of my last secrets, that's dollar cost averaging, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're investing in a 401k or a Roth IRA, and you're still on your way to achieve a financial goal like retirement or buying a house or whatever, dollar cost averaging, putting money in monthly will help to increase performance.
Okay.
Instead of a lump sum. Some people just do lump sums, and that's okay because sometimes that makes the most amount of sense. But when you put money in monthly, it actually helps to increase performance, the dollar cost averaging. And it's important to dollar cost average into equities. Equities are stock, mutual funds, growth, small cap, international, right? Bonds, it doesn't benefit bonds.
Right.
When you dollar cost average into a bond, you don't have the same up and down ability to increase performance. So, so equities is important. Now, sometimes, though, we see people taking too much risk as they get closer to retirement or if they need the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Because just remember, 2008 or even 2020, we had a major recession where the markets went down about 35%, right? Now they did pop back up again, but you had 08 where the markets went down 55%. Remember, when they go down 55, you have to gain back over 100%. And when you get closer to retirement and you're all in equities and you're drawing money out for income, that is not good. So there are strategies that we use for income, to help people to feel comfortable and secure taking money out on a monthly basis to live.
Because similar to our previous caller, Chris, I understand that feeling of this money isn't working hard enough for me if it's in whatever kind of account it is. And so I want to be one of those people that picked the right thing and now it doubled my money. I just know that the likelihood of that happening is the same as me winning the lottery or I have to remind myself that and not go, oh, well, you made a poor choice by not being able to get my crystal ball out and know that I should try and make money in an XY thing. And I think that's when we have these more volatile markets and when we have these more volatile accounts, like I told you, because I enjoy watching my little cryptocurrency thing go up and down, but I had to turn the app off because it's so volatile.
Ding, ding, ding.
Exactly. If you have it on, you can all day go, oh my gosh.
What's going on?
Exactly. So you have to go and live your life. It's doing what it's doing. Yeah. And I have to look at it like if I was going and playing pinball over in South Minneapolis. I can't watch it. Right. But is that that's part of the reason too, when you're working closer to retirement, why you don't encourage people to be in that small, an incredibly volatile part of the market.
Well, I always say if you're going, even in retirement, you can still have equities and you could have a pot of money maybe that you're not drawing from on a monthly basis to be maybe more in the equity market, right? Mm-hmm. Or some people like to take 10% of their total portfolio and do their own investing, buy their own stock. It's a little bit more volatile, but it's just allocated for that. You know what?
Right.
That's great. You know, there's certain aspects, or you know what, I want to buy a little Bitcoin over here.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Right.
You know, take a percent, but not the whole thing. Not 90%. Take a small percent of your asset and still maintain or do your own buying and selling. I think that makes sense. But for the most part, the monies that are there that we want to draw from, we want to make sure that they're there for your whole life. And we want to make sure there's the opportunity to grow, but also preserve those assets.
Right. Well, when you talk about trying to get through retirement, like how do we understand that concept of, because we like milestones. So I understand like with Chris's thing, well, I get to this age, so then I get to mentally shut down or I have to make a shift. Like what is the through retirement part of it? Like how much do I have to manage it? How much do I have to look at it? Like what am I really trying to do in my lifestyle once I get to that point of being in retirement until navigating these waters?
Well, I'll give you a little secret of retirement. And I've used this math. This is math, right?
Mm-hmm.
A part of retirement is, okay, tell me how much I need to make and how much I can withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based on, again, the strategies that you have the ability to invest in and generate this type of math. So that's all part of it too. You've got to have the right mix of strategies that have the ability. But so my math when I help people retire is, okay, we want to have the ability to have this money last, right?
Yes.
To at least age 100. So if we could gain, and again, the past performance doesn't guarantee future performance, but if we have the ability to gain, and we don't know what the future holds either. There's so much going on right now behind the scenes in our world that could affect our economy, our markets. So if we could average, and I always project lower because I don't like to project higher, right? We don't want to predict and project and talk about these higher returns. But what if you could have between a 6% and an 8% average rate of return? and generate maybe anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5% withdrawal.
Right.
So if you did that with a little inflation every year, that money would actually last to age 100.
Gotcha.
Isn't that kind of neat?
Yes, that is.
It's the math. It's
right.
The math of the retirement, how to be successful in retirement.
And plus, if we use that appropriate but more conservative number versus the big number. If you do hit the big number,
you could.
Cool for you.
Yes.
Right. You know, even better. Right. Mm-hmm. Even better. Mm-hmm. That all completely makes sense mm-hmm. to me. And so, you know, when we're talking about those strategies of, you know, we talked about the strategy of like you're trying to preserve it, you're trying to this, and you talked about how bonds were not necessarily the right place for you. Are there other things that you encourage people to stay away from or to that aren't basically in that recipe at that point?
And once you have a lump sum, you may want to put some in bonds, right?
Okay.
To minimize the part of the portfolio so you don't have a lot of volatility. But what I was referring to with the bonds is the dollar cost averaging, right?
Okay.
When you're putting money in monthly and you're using the dollar cost averaging, the best is in equities.
Right.
Your pot of money, your larger pot, you may want to reallocate. You may want to have a mix of some bonds and equities depending upon your risk tolerance and how close you are to retirement and how, you know, do you have other monies out there or is this it?
Right.
You know, then we have to make sure that it's preserved. I always say I remember this in seventh grade. I remember going on a roller coaster ride, multiple, and I loved it.
Yes.
I just loved it. You know, you put your hands up, you have fun. You don't think anything's going to go wrong. Life is good, right? And you just go up and down this roller coaster ride. Today, I don't want a roller coaster ride anymore.
Right.
I'm done with those,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the baby ones. I like the little kid ones. I'll go on those.
I love
it. But the big ones, no, thank you.
Right.
And
so
and
the thrill is just, you're like, I've done that. Yeah. I just don't need that kind of thrill anymore.
Right.
Right.
And I think a lot of times as we get closer to retirement, we don't want that roller coaster ride anymore. We don't want to wait 7-8 years for our investments to come back up again. So it's important to work with people and talk about that.
Right. Well, as we are also preserving that and those things, you know, one of the, and we bring this up fairly often, but I do it for a reason when we're talking about black swan events and just preparing ourselves for the unexpected and things that you could not, there's no way that you could sit there and go, we're probably going to have this at this time. That's just not the way that a lot of things work.
They come out of nowhere, right? I just remember a good example is 2020. March, mm-hmm. right? We started to see volatility in the markets in January and February of 2020. All of a sudden, March hit, COVID, talk of COVID, mm-hmm. pandemic, closing things down, and then you had oil, mm-hmm. and it just drove that market down.
Right.
It just went like, woo, like a roller coaster, right mm-hmm. down. And it's these blacks, we call them black swan events. How mm-hmm. many times? I've never seen a real black swan.
Right.
I've seen white mm-hmm. swans, mm-hmm. but not a black. They come out of nowhere.
Right.
All of a sudden you see one, and that's what these events that are unknown that can affect us on a, just like that moment in time so fast that we don't even have time necessarily to respond.
Right.
So, we want to make sure we preserve or protect against those as you get closer to retirement or in retirement.
Right. Well, when we come back, we're going to give those final tips from today's recipe for retirement. You can also be part of the show and call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friends from ClearStep Financial here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Carla Zevnik-Sizer, president of ClearStep Financial. And we're going to remind you before we wrap up that you do have another great webinar that's coming up later this week. So you can just go to clearstepfinancial.com and register for this free webinar. This is going to happen on Tuesday night, Medicare and Long-Term Care.
At 6:30. So if you miss it, you can go on our website and review it afterward, too. We're going to post it, record it, and post it. Mm-hmm. So I know timing is, you know, people have busy schedules, but all our webinars we are posting. We started to post them this year. So they're educational webinars. Go on our website, clearstepfinancial.com, go to events, and you can pull up the recorded webinars as well as the ones that are coming up here soon.
Right.
And, you know, also, I know we talk about this, but go on our website, let us know you're from My Talk, and mm-hmm. set up a complimentary consultation. See how we can help you. Let's right. get some ideas. Let's talk about a few things and see if we can help you achieve your financial goals.
I absolutely encourage you to do so. So one of the things we've also mentioned before is that the time of our retirement is such a floating number, an individual goal for so many people. So maybe you want to retire. Maybe you're holding off and you don't want to retire because you love what you're doing and you just have figured out a way to stay spry even into your 70s. And then maybe you're going, you know what? I want to have more flexibility even if I'm in my 50s or 40s and work on that. So if you're retiring earlier, how do we work on, because the rules are different, right? So
they're different just from a tax standpoint.
Okay.
Right? Because if you have money in 401ks, mm-hmm. you can start drawing them without penalty at 59 and a half, right? Mm-hmm. But there's all different ways that you can draw money earlier depending upon your investments.
Okay.
You have liquid money. Mm-hmm. You have actually Roth money.
Right.
So whatever you put in a Roth, you could take out without penalty prior to 59 and a half. Not the earnings, but the basis.
Mm-hmm.
You could do conversions into the Roth, too. That's an option. And we also have, liquid money is a good, these are called bridges, right?
Right.
Between whatever age you want to retire and maybe 59 and a half when you can start drawing your IRA money. Sometimes people just want to shift in job. They don't want to be part of this hectic job that they've been with for so long. And so maybe part of their part-time retirement is just working somewhere part-time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That could be an option.
Yes.
There's also one of my favorite is a LERP design, but you got to fund it for a number of years before it makes sense. It's a life insurance retirement plan.
Okay.
That's tax-free that you have the ability prior to 59 and a half to draw from too. There's all kinds of variables there, but a neat piece too, to
right.
retire early.
And, you know, as we're wrapping up these tips, I know that we mentioned this slightly, but also the concept of letting your gut be the final judge, but taking the emotion out of some of these investments.
And you know what a key point, get the emotion. Emotion is probably not a help when we make decisions, the
right.
emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it sways our thoughts one way or another. And going back to what we talked about earlier, get the information, get your logical mind, gather the information, and then let your gut make that decision,
right.
which is really, really, I believe usually always right, right?
Right.
Our guts are always right. But if you add that emotion, then we get swayed.
Right.
And fear. It does, yeah, what fear. Is emotion? Fear.
Right.
All these things that
anger,
create anger.
You know, like
yeah.
all of those things. That
right.
Sometimes it's like, okay, I love this. And you made a decision. I've bought things before where I'm going, I just love the concept of it, which is not necessarily based on any logic other than I just loved a thing. Like I have some stocks now in my little portfolio. I'm like, yeah. I like this.
I like these.
Exactly. That's absolutely. I'll show you
I like
ones.
Bitcoin. I mean,
exactly. I like the, it's one clothing retailer that I'm like, I like what they do. Yeah. So I just bought
you
some of their stock.
Them.
Exactly. That's exactly. Which is not necessarily
and that's okay.
the
as,
best thing. But
as
I'm
long
like,
as you have your percent that you, it's like gambling.
Yes.
Part of it is, right? When you pick and choose some of those stocks, and that's okay. Have a percent there. And,
exactly. And that's
and,
what it is.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of, and it's funny because when you have that tied to it, when something happens to that stock, I'm a lot less likely to go, I'm not disappointed when it goes down a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, I'm supporting them.
You had expectations there. Going into the decision-making process, though.
Correct.
And that's
well,
why.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. See, and that I think is always interesting when we really can isolate how we made a decision and really put a name on it. Like you said, I'm like, well, my head is already going, well, it's going to do well because I like it. And so I don't want to jump off of that train. Even like it would have to be pretty bad for me to go, all right, maybe I have to leave,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of thing. So, and, but we do that with so many of the decisions that we have.
Yeah, we
or
do.
We mean to do something and then we get busy. And so how mm-hmm. much of just the fact that our life gets more hectic. How often does that get in our way when we're trying to make these determinations with our what our retirement's going to look like?
Well, I think anything in life with retirement or our lives, we have good intentions.
Right.
Right. We say, okay, I got to get that done. I got to do this or whatever, preparing. And actually, procrastination is the number one reason why we don't have that success in that area, mm-hmm. is because we keep pushing it off or we don't make time for it.
Right.
And if it's important to us, I always say make the time to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of creating the success in our lives, whether it be finance or anything else that we want to achieve.
Right. Well, we have a couple of minutes to wrap up. So I know, you know, we're very big on having different accounts that do different things, right?
Right, right. And we, you know, part of a couple other keys, mm-hmm. Right now you can still maximize your Roth for last year.
Yeah.
So that might be something to do through April 15th. You can maximize last year's Roth as long as from an income standpoint you're working and you fall into the income categories. If you're below 50, you can do 6,000, 50 and over 7,000. So mm-hmm. get those Roths money going in there. You can always take it out prior to 59 and a half if you need to. They're just key to investing and being successful in life. And one of, you know, I love to share this with you because one of the successes in retirement is to not draw off of every account you have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For income. Make sure you save one or two accounts, depending upon how much is in there. I always like to give Roth that job in retirement for travel, for fun.
Yes.
Why would you have one pot of money for fun,
mm-hmm.
for the travels, for incidentals? Maybe you want to buy a car. You know, build up that Roth money for that.
Okay.
For a separate pot that you're not drawing from on a monthly basis, but just for fun.
Right. Well, I mean, and I'm glad that you bring up the for fun, because we do also talk about how it is good to be disciplined and give your money time to build and do all of these foundational things. But it's also building in the fun of it, so that you can enjoy the money.
You want to enjoy. That's part of our life decisions, right? It's where we put life ahead of just purely being concerned about money.
Right.
There's all kinds of aspects of life there. But the I remember when I first got started in this business almost 30 years ago, and I just remember some of my leadership always saying, it's the time and the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
If you are disciplined on a monthly basis to invest and you have the time, and even if you have just a short amount of time, I meet with people that, you know, say, I had this and this, I couldn't invest until now, or I chose not to,
mm-hmm.
and now I want to make it happen. You know what? You can. You can achieve that. You
right.
can. But it takes the time and the discipline, and that those are one of the keys to being financially set in your life.
Right. Well, we encourage everybody to do that. We also encourage them to get in contact with you and the folks over at Clear Stuff Financial. Just say you heard about them on My Talk. Call that number. Let's give out the phone number. We haven't given that out today.
Our number. This is our number. I like to pick up the phone and call and leave a message, and we'll call you back and set schedule a time. 651-600-0855. So 651-600-0855.
So get on that phone. You can also get on the website, clearstepfinancial.com. You can register for the webinar that's coming up this week and just set up that complimentary consultation. Just get it out there.
Have a wonderful week and happy spring.
Yes, happy spring, everyone. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1.